Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you're listening to this, whatever time of day you're watching this. It's the one and only JK Mezzo 13. You now tune in for a brand spanking new episode of the Room 013 podcast. See, this time I ain't fuck up. So let's get straight to it. Now, you know, I always say, don't worry about the past. Don't worry about the future, living in now. Don't worry about the present situation that you're in. Living in now. Living the fucking moment. Well, today we're going to talk about some situations that happened in the past. Let's go back. Back to the beginning. Shout out to Hilary Duff, man. I love that song, Come Clean. You know what I'm saying? Let the rain fall down. Shout out to Hilary Duff. Thickery Duff, as I would say. Thicker because she looking thick. She's the only one. There's very few select that stayed clean. You know, child stars that stayed on the good path, the righteous path. So anyway, yo, let me just check if this shit is actually it's Bowman. So as the title says, coming clean. There's been some situations, there's been some shit that happened in the past. You know what I mean? Like when I said, they used to call me a menace in the neighborhood. I was a kid that would get into trouble. And, I think about some of the stuff, not all the time. Like I don't, it just like randomly out the blue. Like this isn't something that haunts me or something that's keeping me up at night, you feel me? So I'm like, I'm perfectly good on everything, but I just want to put this out there to the people. Well, they're not gonna hear this. They may be alive, they may hear it, they may wind up finding this, I don't know. But there's I just want to tell these stories and let people know that what I did, it was, you know, like my hat. I like my hat. Shout out to I don't know. I got this off a hat club. That's what I remember. I got this hat like fucking anyway. So yeah, a lot of things I did, and I'm like, damn man, like I really look back on it. I'm like, yo, I was really fucked up. Like, I don't think I would do it again if I could go back in time. I wouldn't. I'd probably do something different and, you know, just be like straightforward with it and just avoid conflict, just avoid hurting people, because it was little JR that what he did was fucked up. So today, before I even started recording this, actually, funny story, 50 minutes and 1 second. Recording this, I was doing this episode last night, and the whole time the fucking mic wasn't even connected. It wasn't even on. So I'm playing it, I played it back, and I was like, yo, ain't no fucking way. And I didn't even, at that time, it was like 5 a.m. So from 4 to 5, I'm in there talking to myself, and the shit's not even fucking recording. And I was like, yo, I'm not about to re-record this shit right now. I'm going to fucking sleep. So here we are recording, and the mic's working, and everything's moving, and everything's booming. You know what I mean? It was 4 a.m, so I wasn't really focused. I was just like, you know what? I was looking for my papers. I wasn't really focused. But so, going to coming clean, like, this is, I want to take you guys back to when I was like in fucking middle school. Roberto Clemente, CIS 166. I believe I was in 7th grade. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7th grade. And, before this, was that 7th grade? I think it was. But this was around when Pokemon was big. Pokemon was like popping and shit. And I found out Game Shark. And Game Shark, you could, you know, do cheats, have all these modifications and all of that. So there was this kid named Christian. Christopher and Christian, these two big kids, these two big, big guys. It was like over, like big. I would always see them in gym class. That's the only time we met was in gym class, or I see him in the hallway. So he would never participate in gym. Became friends with him, and you know, I found out he had a Game Shark, and I was like, oh shit, you know, can you do this or that? There was one time he did it for me in school. And then at this point, going fast forward, I found out that we were going to, me and my siblings, we were going to be relocating. We was moving. And I was pissed. I was like, damn, like, yo, I'm leaving. I can't just, like, you know what I mean? I didn't really know what was going on. I'm young. I'm not in any business and shit. So, man, I'm in family business and shit. So I'm just doing what, you know, what my parents are saying. Oh, we moving. Okay, whatever. So when I found out I was moving, I was like, damn, I didn't get to finish doing what I wanted to do with the Game Shark and the Game Boy. So I told Christian, I was like, yo, Christian, after school, you know, can I come by the house and, you know, hang out? And he was like, yeah. So I went home, and this was crazy because his house was near the fucking school. His house was near the fucking school. So I'm going from Roberto Clemente going all the way to 167, then going back. What I should have did, I should have went to his house first, then go home. But I went home, I think, because I was contemplating. I was thinking about it. I was like, damn, am I going? Am I really going to do this? So I went home, and I was like, fucking, I went, ran down the block, went all the way to where he lived by the school. And I'm watching him play Final Fantasy. And I never played a Final Fantasy game, never will. I mean, it's not my thing. I still play Final Fantasy on fucking PlayStation 1. And then I had the Game Gear and the Game Boy. And I was like, yo, bro, can I borrow this and I bring it back to you on Monday or whatever, the next day of school? It was Monday. And he was like, yeah, sure. So I took that shit, boom, bolted, went home, was on that shit, was in the hallway playing that shit. And I never returned it because obviously I moved. He didn't know. And nobody really, really knew. Oh, the people that was in my class knew, right? So, and there's another, we're going to get to the next part of that. So the people in my class knew, but he didn't know. So I took his fucking Game Gear. And you know, I ain't got no job. I'm a little kid, you know what I mean? I don't know how fucking much, you know, my parents are making with their job and shit, you know. And it was like, it's four of us, you know what I mean? Got all these kids, and you know what I mean? And you know what I mean, we wasn't really having video games and all that shit. Like, we would get them shits late, like we had to wait. You feel me? So when I had the Game Gear, I was happy as shit. You know what I mean? So Christian. Or if it was Christopher's, but either way, Christian, you know what I mean? He was my friend. Not really my friend, but he was my class, gym class buddy. But we was friends because, you know, we was friends like that. But yeah, man, it was fucked up that I took that shit. And even, I could have just asked you if I could have it. You know what I'm saying? I could have just asked you if I had it, but I didn't. So I was fucked up. And I'm coming clean about that. Now, same middle school. Like I said, I was moving. The only people that I really knew was really, they didn't find out till like the end of the day, like the end of the class. Like, because I remember I got on the phone and nobody really knew. And it was just like sudden, bro. Like I couldn't even prepare for it, you know what I mean? So fucking, I took a fucking camera, a digital disposable camera. I took that shit to school, and you know, I was taking pictures of everybody. And there was this one girl. What the fuck is blowing my phone up? There was this picture of this one girl. I mean, there was this one girl in my class. Her name was fucking Taran Jones. Let me tell you. Miss Jones, she was so fine. She was like beautiful, perfect. She had like the perfect caramel complexion, fucking the waist, oh my god, yo, her ass was fat too. She was something, like, yo, and she was so short, so it was like compact. And but anyway, I went to school, right? This was after lunch. We was out there. Out there in the courtyard, everybody playing and doing all of that. Motherfuckers, the bell rings. Time for us to go back in class. Now my boy Joshua, shout out to Joshua Fofi. I ran into you just randomly. I knew it was you. I ran into you like 5 years ago on Kingsbridge. We made eye contact, but I guess we made eye contact. I don't know if it was you, but I was like, yo, it looked like you. Like grown up, it looked like you. But anyway, so Joshua, right? We in there, and I'm like, yo, everybody trying to get in the door, and I'm telling Joshua. I was like, yo, look at her butt. He wasn't really paying attention. So I nudged him on the shoulder. I was like, you know, I don't know what he did. He wasn't really focusing. So then right then and there, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do something I never done before. I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to risk it. And you know what I did? There wasn't a lot of room, but I took my hand, wind it back. It's like, as possible as I could. You know, there's people behind me, people on the side, people all around me. Increased. So she still ain't replied. There's people all around me. So I'm like, why my hand back? And with all my force, all my strength, little JR, I just went, smacked on the ass. And then I just went like, just pretending like I ain't do shit. She turned around real quick. Boom. Not Joshua in the face, hit him right in the eye. And I'm like, yo, so my boy, he took the punch. I'm telling him, it wasn't on purpose, because I knew what I was doing. It was premeditated. Like, I knew what I was going to do. So, like, I didn't think she was going to hit him. But she hit him. And I'm going to say this. It's a side note. Yeah, out there listening. If you a little kid listening to this, I hope you not doing no crazy shit like that. You know what I mean? It's never okay to smack someone on ass without their permission. Nah. That's actually, don't do that. But that's what I did. She punched Joshua. And yeah, she never found out it was me. And then I told him. I didn't tell him right then and there that it was me. I was like, yo, he said to yo, it wasn't me. And I was like, But then a couple of days later, I told him that the reason you got punched in the face was because of me. And he said I was stupid, and he was upset that he laughed about it, but he said I was stupid. He was like, yo, why you do that for, you stupid motherfucker? So, yeah, don't ever do that. So, to Taran Jones, man, she was, let me, speaking of her, and you know what the crazy thing is? That was when I moved, right? In fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth, we had all the class together. We all had this. We was all in the same, every grade, five, six, seven. He was in the same group. Joshua came in, I think, 7 and 8. I remember the teacher, Mr. Martinez, Mr. Mojave, Miss Roman, Rodin, Raman. But it was in Mr. Martinez's class, right? I fucking stole the class photo because she was in it and I wanted a picture of her. So Mr. Martinez, I took that photo. Taran, that was me. I smacked the ass. Joshua, that was me. I told you that already. I came clean about that to you already. All right. Now, going back to her, I told you I had the biggest crush on her. And on that last date, I told you about the camera I brought to school. I was taking pictures of everybody. I took a picture of her. She gave me the middle finger. And then even on at dismissal, we was across the street. So school, we was across the street at the corner store. And this shot, it's like an action shot because she's like, I think she's about to smack me or punch me, but she got her hand raised. You can't, her hand is raised and she's yelling or like screaming. And it was just a good action shot photo. And I remember when I moved, I was like, damn, I was just reminiscing and I drew a picture of her. I'll probably upload that, but I ain't gonna tag her. But after that, it was like 12, 14 years. Then I moved back when I got my, I moved back on my own. And at the time, it was supposed to be me and my girl at the present time moving back. But, you know what I mean? Something happened. Shit happened and I became single. So I moved back. And then when I transferred my job, guess who was working at the same fucking job I was working at? Terran was working at the same job. And I was like, ain't no way. Like how? Like, New York is big, is like New York is just crazy big, right? And like you never know people's lives. They like you leave New York or you move to a different borough, or you die. Sorry to get morbid, but you die, you just might never see somebody again. And the fact that when I moved back to the Bronx and seeing her working at the same job I was working at, and she is an adult now. Just crazy, mind blowing. And I'm like, yo, I seen her in the break room. And I was like, ain't no way. And she still looked the same. This ass fat still looked the same. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And she recognized me. I recognized her. I was like, oh, what's up? So he was talking, whatever. And yeah, it was just crazy. And then she had followed me on IG. I followed her back and, you know, I messaged her a couple times. Actually, let me pull up. Let me see. I don't even know if she's still, I haven't seen her post anything on there in a while. But yeah, man, that shit was just crazy. Yeah, nah. I don't even see her on here anymore. Oh, there we go. Boom. So I'm going to go read the messages right now. But it was just crazy to see her on there. And yeah, that was just crazy. She still looked good. Then I found she had a kid. Like, you got a kid now? I was like, damn. I don't know why in my head I felt like she would never be with anybody. I was like, damn, she got a kid. Still look good though. Shout out to Miss Jones, man. Shout out to Miss Jones. Fine as ever. Damn. Word. Now. Yeah, I can't find the fucking photo that I drew of her, but man, she was looking fine. Actually, for the ones that's watching, I'm gonna show a fucking picture of her right now. Cause man, y'all got to. And back then, I don't know how old we was back then. But that shit was crazy. Like, look at this, y'all. Look at that. Jesus. Look at that, man. Crazy. Something crazy. You feel me? So, Duran just coming clean about that. You know, I said, Joshua, I already got it. Came clean about that. Now. Moving on. This is a little after I got settled back into my new place. And me being that I was back there, you know, I moved on my own, and, you know, me being newly single, I wanted to be like just doing everything. I just wanted to like rebel. I was like, you know what? It's just this shit that just happened. And like, you know what? I'm gonna just be doing my own thing. I'm gonna be, you know, I'm out here pasturing it up, pouring it out. And I remember my best friend AQ came down, and I had, there was this app called Meet Me, something like that. It was Meet Me. Not what you know what it is now, because there's another Meet Me, but this one wasn't no video shit. It was just like, it was like kind of like Facebook, but it was just different. So one person that till this day I'm still friends with is Caroline. I'm still friends with her to this day. So shout out to Caroline. I messaged everybody. I was like, yo, I'm throwing this party. Come to my house. I'm throwing this party. Everybody come through. It's going to be lit. Da, 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 this and that. So I'm inviting all these girls. And then it's like the day of the party. And I'm like, so, you know, I'm sitting in the living room the day of the party. And AQ's down here. She already came down here. And she was like, are you doing the party? And I'm like, yeah. And I was like, hold up. Hold the fuck up. I invited all these girls. And I'm thinking like, yo, how am I going to get one-on-one time with all these girls? That's the only thing that was running through my head. I'm like, yo, how am I going to get one-on-one time with all these girls? I'm like, yo, they're going to get jealous. Like, this ain't going to work out. Like, I was thinking, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. And I just had to cancel everything. I was just like, nah, I don't even come through, blah, blah, blah. I was just like, so all them girls, I mean, I was fucked up. They was traveling, and it was just like, yo, don't come. Don't even. I was just like, nah, it's not happening. Nah. Because I was like, I wasn't even trying to be in a relationship, but I was just trying to be I was just trying to fuck around. And that was, that plan would have, it just backfired. It ain't really work out. I mean, it just ain't really work out. And the way I envisioned it in my head, and then I didn't even invite none of my boys. That was the thing. It was like, I could have afterwards and be like, damn, yo, let me. But it was just so last minute. It was just so last minute. So I didn't even fucking invite them. And I just canceled that whole shit. And then speak. And then kind of like a couple months after that, there was this one girl from Jersey. I don't even know how I met her, but she was from Jersey. Bayonne. Yeah, I ever been in Bayonne, Jersey? That shit is out there. Well, it's not out there because, you know, back then I wasn't driving. I was just fucking training. And that shit was just too much to get there. But, you know, I was feeling this. I was like, you know, let me give it a chance. So one night we went out. We went to go get some ice cream. I don't eat ice cream. Y'all, those of y'all know I don't fuck with ice cream. We went to this ice cream place. I'm watching. She eating ice cream. I'm just sitting there. I think I had some chicken wings or some shit. So fucking, I'm out there chilling. You know, we having a great time, this and that. Then she was like, we was going to go to the Robert Treat Hotel. And the reason why I remember that is because when we was in Jersey, my boy Cash, he lived in Jersey. And he went, oh, my bad. And when we was out there one time, we stayed at that Robert Treat Hotel. So I told her, I was like, yo, it's late. It was like real late. And I'm like, yo, let's go to the hotel. Fucking Robert Treat. And that's the one I knew of. I didn't know any other one. And then she ain't wanting to do that. I was like, all right. So fucking, we was in Jersey. It was right there. I'm like, yo, I'm not about to. I'm like, you live in Jersey. Like, you just, it'll be close for you. I mean, I'd rather you be close to your home than you come in, you know what I mean, you traveling fucking 1-3 o'clock in the morning in the fucking Bronx and shit. So, but anyway, we ended up going back to my house. Went back to the house. We was chilling. Radio was playing. And we was just talking for like a good fucking, I don't know, forever. Just talking. And she started putting her hand on my pants. We chilling, talking, and the way, like, her whole body language was just, it was just weird. Like, she kept asking me, like, the dumbest questions. And I'm like, okay, why are you bringing this up? It was just like the wrong place, wrong time to bring shit up like that. And so nothing happened that night. Think she was trying to give me a hand job, but I don't know, nothing happened. Like the way she was grabbing me, it was just ridiculously painful. Just over. It was just painful. You know what I mean? So I was like, after that, morning came, walked her to the train station. And at that moment, I was like, yeah, nah, I think this is it. I'm just gonna end this situation we got going on. Because we wasn't dating. I mean, we wasn't in a relationship. I was like, yeah, I'm just fine. What we got going on. Fast forward a few weeks later, it's one of my boys' birthday. I think it was Kat's birthday, or I think it was Ev's birthday. So we was gonna go. That was Kitchen, a nightclub down there. And I'm like, all right, we go to the club. And then Cash was gonna bring his friends, Ev's gonna bring his friends, his girls, or whatever. And I was like, all right, so let me just invite her. Let's see, you know, so I have somebody with me. I invite her. I'm like, yeah, so, you know, you come to the club, you know, my friends, I introduce you to them, told her to come. So I get to the club, we down there. And this club, I don't even know if this club in Hell's Kitchen anymore, but, yo, this club was like, I never seen anything like this at that point in time. How young I was, I never seen anything like this. They had women in the cages, hanging in the cages. They had showers. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm going to repost it and share it. It was like a glass box, and it was like a shower, like a waterfall. Like, women just in there, just boom, boom. And it was like three floors, music everywhere. And it was a nice club. It was pretty dope. So she's texting me and letting me know she's still on the way like that. And I think I texted her. I was like, I knew she was still on the way. So we get there, and there was these three Cambodian girls. Now, this is my first time in my life ever seen Cambodian chicks. This is my first time. I'm like, yo. It was like a rare Pokemon sighting. I'm like, yo. So I'm in there. I'm at the bar and I see them. There's three of them. They was all three different heights. One was short, medium height. One was tall. One looked like Velma. One looked like Tila Tequila, and the other one looked like, I don't know, she looked like something. They was looking good. So I'm over there, I'm talking to them, we chatting it up, I'm buying drinks and whatever. And then my boy Cash, he was like, yo, you know them? I was like, nah, I just met him. And he was like, all right. So we over there dancing, listening to music, and, you know, chilling. And then after I took some photos, you know, it was Abs, he over there sitting in the chair, I took some pictures with him. Then I go back over to the girls, and the girls are talking. One of them, the tall one, she was talking about how her ex-boyfriend was like, ain't shit and this and that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck him. Yeah, we having a good time. Yeah, cheers. So, you know, chilling. And then the other friend, Velma, I don't even know. She didn't really say much. She was just there. She didn't really say much. She wasn't really talking. I guess she was just, you know, just there, just, you know, keeping them guard or whatever, you know what I mean? Linebacker or whatever. So, fucking the other two, the one that looked like Tila Tequila, she had like this belly top. And I remember the morning, we gonna get into that. So she had like this crop top. And you know, she was dancing on a chair, her ass almost fell, grabbed her. And then the other girl, she was still talking about her ex. So I think she was just out of a relationship. And she had, I think she was doing like, she did real estate or some shit like that. She had money. Just talking about her ex and shit, this and that. And she was like, she was talking to me. And I'm like, if you just met somebody, this is some shit you don't do. Like, I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? So she was telling me, she was like, yeah, you know, I get the best blowjobs, da da da, this and that. And I'm like, so she drunk talking all this crazy shit. Just, I don't know if it was just to grab my attention. I don't know, but whatever. So mind you, Bayonne was still on the way. She called me up. She didn't call me up. She texted me. She was like, I'm outside. So she's outside and I'm like, damn. I looked at my phone. Fuck. Put it back in my pocket. Still listening to fucking music, dancing. Fucking, it was the Migos song. Fight Night, that shit was on. Whenever I hear that song, I remember that moment. And so she's downstairs, and I'm like, yo, she wanted me to come down there and get her. And I'm like, I had a decision to make because I knew how she was. I didn't want, mind you, we wasn't in a relationship, but I knew she was going to be following me. And looking back at it now, I'm like, yeah, we wasn't in a relationship. But yeah, like, so what if she, you know, was following me or whatever? I could have still been doing my thing. Maybe. But then I wouldn't want her to feel no type of way. So what's the best solution? What am I going to do? I got the Cambodian trio over here. And I got Rough Hands over here. So, I just turned my phone off. Did she come in the club? Probably not. I don't think she did. She would have seen me. So, for her to travel from all the way where she was at, get dressed, travel all the way where she's at, come down here, and then it's just fucked up. And, you know, before I even start recording this, I messaged her. She don't know. She don't know, but I messaged her because I wanted to tell her. She gonna find out. I'm gonna tell her anyway. Maybe get her on here to interview her or whatever, talk to her about it. But, yeah, so that was the last time I seen her. I mean, I didn't see her, but that was the last time I heard from her. And, you know, I wanted the Cambodian trio. And then my boy, we left the club early. We was gonna stay until it closed. But I told Cash, I was like, yo, I'm out. He was like, are you out? And I was like, yeah, I'm going with these girls. And then we was both smiling, we was laughing, we was like, you know, like that gif, a fucking or the scene in Bad Boys where Martin Lawrence and Will Smith like, ah, that's what we was doing. It was just like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm about to go to them. He was like, all right, man, yo, be safe. So, and that was like, it was kind of risky because I don't even know where the hotel was at. It was somewhere in Manhattan, somewhere. I didn't even know where the hotel was. I didn't even know. I was like, I wasn't even thinking about how I was going to get back home. So, went to the hotel. I'm in the backseat. Tila. Was driving and Bella's up there, so I'm in the back seat when we talking, whatever. And so we get back to the hotel, and then they got fucking there was only two beds in there. I think there was only like two queen beds in there. Fucking those two chicks was on one bed, and I was on the other bed, right? And I ain't gonna get too into details, but I had a good time. I mean, they wasn't sleeping. The other two weren't sleeping, but they were sleeping. I don't even remember. They knew what we was doing. I was like, let's go. Let's go in the bathroom. She didn't want to go in the bathroom. So we was just right there. And then and I remember I didn't want to take my sneakers off. Because my sneakers was kicking, bro. I ain't gonna take niggas off. I took them shits off, threw them in the closets. My shits was sparking, just talking. But And the next morning, the tall one dropped me off. I got her number. She dropped me off, and then she wanted to be in a relationship. This was when X-Men, the Wolverine movie came out when he was in Tokyo, Japan. She bought me mad shit. She bought me mad X-Men shit. And she was just, it didn't work out. I forgot where she lived. I don't know where she lived, but it was just like, I think Pennsylvania or some shit. I don't know where the fuck she lived, but it was a distance. And I probably could have kept on talking. I kept on, being in a relationship. I mean, she was had a fun time. But then I just fucking stopped talking to her. I was like, you acting crazy. But not to get off subject. I don't even know her real name, but Bayonne, New Jersey. I'm just coming clean about that to you. It's just fucked up. Could have just been straightforward with you on that. And before I even recorded this, I hit her up. I messaged her, like I said, but she didn't respond back. And how did I find her? It was like maybe 5 or 6 years later. I seen her on Instagram. It was like in the People You May Know. And I was like, oh, shit. I think it was in the People You May Know because my number was at her phone. Her number was in my phone. And I seen her. And I was like, oh, shit. So, you know what I mean? I followed her on Instagram. She followed me back, and yeah, that was it. I'm gonna see if she answers me. She out there living life and shit. And I thought she was married, but she ain't married now. But she was out there doing that thing. And yeah, I told this story to a handful of, like, not a handful, maybe like two or three people. Cash, obviously, no, because he was there. I think I told Katie. And I was like, dang, like, bro, she came all the way out there and you just left her outside. Sorry. But I said, don't dwell on the past. Just live in them now. Worry about the future later. This shit ain't keeping me up at night. I'm just putting it out there in the energy. I'm just putting it out there in the world. Like, you know, I do feel bad. You know what I mean? Now that, you know what I mean? Just taking accountability, knowing that, you know, what you did was wrong. It was fucked up. You look back at it like, damn, like, just the fact that you can come clean about things and you just know, like, if you could act, you know what I mean? If it's something like really, really killing you, ask for forgiveness or just do whatever, you know what I mean? Or if you want to raise hell, shout out to Assholes Live Forever. That's crazy to say. Assholes Live Forever. After saying everything that I did, because that was asshole-ish of me. But yeah, you know, just had to let that be out there. And if there's anything else that I could think of and you know, just jot down of what and how things happened in those days, I would address it. And I'm gonna keep my word to let them know. At least Christian, I can't contact. I have no way of contacting him. But at least, you know, Bayonne and Taran, Joshua, maybe I could find him. And at least I could let him know, hey, this is what happened. Here's the truth. I'm coming clean. Also, Alfredo Bernardes, another schoolmate. Alfredo Bernardes, did we have middle school together? I think we did, but we was in different groups. This is when Gold and Silver came out. And if you look at the back of Game Boy cartridges, there's a screw. It's like a gold. There's a screw in there that you could just, if you have the right tool, you could ease it, make it loose, pop it out, take the cartridge out, clean it, if you whatever. And I've seen people do customizations. They either paint it or draw, or just like, they just customize it, the cartridges, right? CD, they do half and half. It was like a red and black game cartridge. But anyway, so when I found out that you could do that, what I did was I came up with this scheme. I came up with this scheme that I was gonna get the gold game, the gold Pokemon game. Like I said, I ain't had no money. I ain't got no job. I ain't have allowance. I came out with the idea like I'm a fucking take someone's cartridge without taking their cartridge, but I'm really still taking their cartridge. So back again, this happened between the time period of when I was in the process of about to move, right? So I already have the game gear. The game shark. So I got the game shark from Christian. Now, within that time period, I had to get this game. So Wilfredo Bernardes. I think I seen you on classmates.com. I think I seen you on there and you say you're not wearing glasses no more. I always went to his house. He lived by fucking Nelson. 167 Nelson. He lived over there. Fucking sixth floor. That building didn't have no elevator. That shit was hard as fuck to go out there. My little ass legs. I'm a little kid out there fucking living on the sixth fucking floor. I remember one time I went to his house. He wasn't there, so I was waiting in the hallway. And I looked down the stairs, and there was somebody getting hit in the fucking lobby. Like, I'm looking down there, and I'm seeing a girl's head and back going like this and like that. But needless to say, let's get back on track. So, Wilfredo Bernardes, by the way, this dude looked like fabulous. Like, him and his brother, he was always playing FIFA. PlayStation 1 always played FIFA. This motherfucker looked like fabulous. He was from Honduras. And this dude had the biggest ears. The biggest ears. Motherfucker always wore some crazy looking funky tank tops during gym. He was a nice baller. But anyway, let me get back on track. So the Game Shark, boom, he comes over to my house. He's hopping on the computer. He's on there playing the IBM. I think he was playing Roger Rabbit or some shit. You know, the IBM computer, the gray and tan computers with the fucking flash floppy disk. And I'm like, yo, bro, I got a Game Shark. I could get you all the Pokemon if you let me use, you know, I could do it for you. And he was like, all right. But then also say, yo, there's a risk because, you know, when you use the Game Shark, they tell you your shit could get corrupted. And I used that on him. I used that. Say, yo, it's a risk. The game might get corrupted. Feel me? The game might get corrupted if we do this. So he's like, all right, let's take the risk. So I'm in the kitchen. He on the computer. I'm in the kitchen. And I'm in the damn fucking, where the shit is that? So I'm in the kitchen. I'm screwing the game out. I'm screwing the game out. So I have Pokemon Yellow. I take my Yellow. And, you know, I have fun playing with Pokemon Yellow. I have fun. All the Pokemon I had on there, I have fun with it. But I was like, damn, like, all this shit. She responded back to me. We gonna get into that. She responded. So I took the Game Boy. I took his cartridge. And I put it in mine. So now I got the gold chip inside the yellow case. And when I did that, I got the gold chip in the yellow case. Now, mind you, he's still on the computer. He don't know what the hell's going on. He don't know what. Oh, what's this in my pocket? Son? Banging my leg. Anyway, I have the yellow game chip. I put it in his. Now, he don't know. So I turn it on. And I'm like, yo, bro, here you go. So we together looking at it, looking in the kitchen or at the dining room table. And fucking Pikachu pops up on the screen surfing. And I'm like, oh, damn, bro, I told you. I told you, man, it was a risk. He was mad about it. He was sad about it. I'm like, damn. And he went home. And, you know, looking back at it now, once again, it was fucked up. So Wilfredo, I switched the game. I mean, you know, your parents worked hard for, your parents or whoever, you, whoever bought that shit worked hard for that money to purchase that game for you. And, you know, I was, it was fucked up. I'm just coming clean about that. It was fucked up. And now, Bayonne just replied to me in a DM. She just replied. Like I told y'all before this recording, I had messaged her. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to fucking respond back. And I'm going to just let her know what that evening, if she remembers or not, you know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy, but you know what I mean? We're gonna get back to that. It's gonna be on another episode. Cause right now, well, we like almost like an hour into this, but so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna post with her consent though, you know what I'm saying? If she wanna be, if she wanna have it recorded, if she remembers, if she cool with the screenshots. So I just messaged her. She said, "Hey," I'm like, "Hey," you know. So I said, "I asked her how she's doing." She's doing well. She's doing well. All right. That's great to hear. This is crazy. I didn't think she was gonna respond. Like I would have waited for this to be done on a future episode. You know what I mean? All right, I'm doing well. But we're gonna save that for the next episode. We're gonna save that for next week, all right? So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes, you know, you just gotta own up to shit. Sometimes you just gotta look back. Sometimes you just gotta realize that, you know, you were fucked up as a fucked up person. And what you did was wrong. I realized that. I mean, this was like maybe like 12, 20, 13 years ago. Yeah. But anyway, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for listening. Click and play, subscribe, and wherever you get your podcasts at. And thank y'all for being on this journey with me. You feel me? Thank y'all for being on this journey with me. And yeah, that's all I got. You know, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day you are listening to this, whatever time of day you're watching this, I the one and only JR, AK, Mr. 13. Thank you. And don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself responsibly.